Today I want to discuss with you the story of the woman caught in adultery in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 1 through 11. This is a very famous story. It is certainly an interesting story, and it is also a beautiful story of grace. In the story, Jesus was teaching at the temple. The Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They asked Jesus what they should do with her. They reminded Jesus that the law of the time said that this woman should be punished by stoning. They pressured Jesus, asking what he would do with the woman. And most of us know the story. Jesus bent down and wrote on the ground with his finger. Then Jesus stood up and said, "Whoever is without sin, cast the first stone at her." One by one, the Pharisees left the temple without casting a single stone at the woman. At the end of the story, Jesus was left there alone with the woman. Now the woman, I'm sure, was extremely embarrassed, nervous, and scared. In verse 9, Jesus asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she replied. Jesus then said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go now and leave your life of sin." Historically, many, maybe most Christians, will quickly emphasize the part that says, "He who without sin cast the first stone." And yes, we should highlight that part. We shouldn't be quick to cast stones, so to speak, at other people. However, we often don't emphasize the sin part of the story. Oftentimes, we don't stress the instructions Jesus gave the woman to leave her life of sin. Friends, brethren, sin hurts. Sin hurts me, sin hurts you, sin hurts society. Sin is ugly. Sin causes problems. Yes, we should not condemn others, but we can and should distinguish, notice sin in our society, especially the sin that exists in our own lives. Friends, let us take time to look at ourselves. Let us examine our own hearts. In Psalm 139, verses 22 to 24, it says this, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. See if there is any wicked way in me." Let us pray. Father God, help us not only to notice the sin in society, but open our eyes to sin in our own lives, and help us to repent and change for the better. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, and have a good day.